Hello, it's the 17th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council received a petition at last Wednesday's full council meeting to disperse the number of temporary accommodation within any single neighbourhood. The request calls for a spacing distance of at least 100 metres. Those affected by high concentrations of temporary housing report a reduction in safety and quality of life issues. An example can be found on Bedford's Rutland Road, where area residents have reported incidents of antisocial behaviour, including prostitution, theft, drug dealing, public drunkenness, and the destruction of property. The borough blames an increase in demand for the current housing situation. In the long term, it's hoped that public investment in property will be made by the council that can be more closely monitored. A free webinar is being offered to parents and carers to understand the signs associated with child exploitation. The online event will be presented tomorrow between 7 and 8pm by Beds Police, Barnardo's and Parents Against Child Exploitation. In an interview with Sky News, Conservative Mid-Bedfordshire MP Nadine Dorris said that the following Partygate, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received nothing but support. Ms Dorris' official MP Facebook page tells a different story. Comments include that the MP was not responding to her constituents properly regarding the matter. Another stated she was being economical with the truth. Plans for the Whipsams Bedfordshire train station, expected to have been completed back in 2013, have now been finalised. The station's new completion date is in 2024. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.